This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, December 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. President Barack Obama is making one last attempt to save Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion provider, before his term ends on January 19th. The Conservative Tribune reports that Obama has put forward a rule, in spite of Congress, that would stop state governments from defunding the abortion giant. An Assyrian Christian bishop is a modern-day hero for 200 Christians who were kidnapped by ISIS in February of 2015. Christian Headlines reports that Bishop Mar Afram Othniel was able to raise $11 million to buy their freedom by February of 2016. Now, people are still marveling that he was able to do it without any aid from the government. Matthew 19:26 says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." However, others wonder how ISIS might use that very money to kidnap or kill more Christians. 8 Nepalese Christians who were under fire for passing out Christian literature were verbally acquitted on Tuesday, reports Morningstar News. They had been charged with trying to convert children to Christianity after they were found distributing pamphlets about Christ in a Christian school. The small books were used as part of a counseling program for children traumatized by the earthquakes. This is encouraging news despite the effort of the Nepal government to suppress evangelism. Keep praying that the Constitution would be changed in order to make it more possible for Christians to share the gospel. A 7.8 earthquake struck the edge of the Solomon Islands yesterday morning. The nation is made up of hundreds of islands in the South Pacific and make up part of the Ring of Fire, which is an area known for seismic activity. When tragedy struck 2 American cities recently, the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team deployed crisis-trained Christian chaplains to offer emotional and spiritual care. Jack Monday talked to The Worldview.
In response to the devastating fire in the warehouse during this party in Oakland, California, which we now are hearing there's 36 fatalities, the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team deployed an initial team of 2 to do an assessment. Have since that time, we now have 5 chaplains there on the ground in the streets ministering to those who are grieving. It's our prayer that they will find hope during this most devastating time as we're there working with government leaders and the church community as well.
Monday explained how the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team offers hope in the midst of hopeless situations.
The purpose of having chaplains there at a disaster, whether it be the warehouse fire in Oakland, California, or the fires in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, is to provide what we refer to as emotional and spiritual care. When the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team responds to disasters, in all cases, we are clearly identified as chaplains to have a ministry of presence, to come alongside of people, let them know that God hasn't forgotten them, that God is here to comfort them in such a time as this. We always find that people really do appreciate having those crisis-trained chaplains available to grieve with, to talk with, to share their story with, to demonstrate the love and compassion of Christ as people grieve, and to know that they're not alone.
U.S. astronaut John Glenn made a mark on the world of exploring space, and his legacy will live on long after he died yesterday at the age of 95. Glenn was most well known for being the first American astronaut to fly around the Earth in 1962. A Christian Minnesota filmmaking group is confronting a law that could potentially force them to provide services for homosexual weddings. Carl and Angel Larson of Telescope Media Group, supported by Alliance Defending Freedom, do not want to have to video a wedding that would glorify homosexuality. Their goal is to use their gifts and talents to glorify God alone. Galatians 1:10 says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Christian Headlines shared a sweet story of 2 baby girls conjoined at birth. Ava and Erica had been joined since birth, but after a 17-hour surgery, the girls were successfully separated. Their mother, Ida, said, quote, "I have faith in God, and I know that if it's meant to be, it will be," unquote. This was after the doctors recommended an abortion of the girls. Instead, Ida and Arturo trusted God, and God has worked out all things for good. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." What specifically do you like about the worldview? Email me a 2-to-10-sentence explanation with your full name, city, and state to adam@theworldview.com. Dan and Nicole Mashenko of Ingersoll, Ontario, Canada wrote, "Our family enjoys listening and reading The Worldview because it gives a fresh, Christ-centered perspective on the headlines. Being Canadian, we receive much of the same news, but with a different slant, to say it mildly. The Worldview helps us to keep our eyes on Jesus through the ups and downs of our world. Thank you for all you do to help us, and especially our kids, keep Christ at the center of everything that is happening around us." And that's The Worldview on this Friday, December 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.